This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Texans rookie minicamp is in the books. The Texans rookies on the field on Friday and Saturday. We got to see them on Friday. I'll share some thoughts on that in just a minute. Here was DeMeco Ryans, Texans head coach, was asked, hey, what can you share? Were you able to share any stories from your rookie year with this rookie class?
One thing I remember just from being a rookie, and it's just, you just attack the process. Just like, why were you drafted? And I always had to remember, like, when you're drafted, why were you drafted? Obviously, someone saw something good in you in college. So continue to be who you've been. Like, don't get to the NFL and try to, you know, just, I always tell the guys, don't try to make yourself just lower than the vets. Or I'm looking up to the vets. Come in, and if you were the man in college, be the man here and do it in the right way, in a humble way. But we drafted these guys for a reason. Like, we're not waiting on guys 3 years down the road. We drafted guys. My message to them, we drafted them for them to help us out right now. So understand the sense of urgency. Congratulations, you're here as a rookie. But now what? Like, you have to come in. You have to help us, right, win games. That's what it's about.
All right, so DeMeco kind of elevating the rookies and telling them to elevate themselves, very different than past head coaches. Yeah.
I know, but it is true. DeMeco would say the same thing. He would just say it more, I think, maybe respectfully or what have you.
Yeah.
That, there's a, they don't know what they don't know yet.
Sure.
But I did like the way DeMeco framed that. It, you know, because he said, be the man, but, you know,
humble.
Do it respectfully and do it in the right way. It is a matter of finding that balance. I think sometimes guys might come into the league and put NFL players too much on a pedestal to where you feel like, oh, this is just such a huge thing. And if you listen to all the propaganda about how different it is in the NFL versus college, a lot of it is true. But if you belong to be in the NFL, then you're going to make plays. The best advice I ever got as a rookie was by Dave Thomas, who is just a gargantuan cornerback with the Jaguars back in the day. But his locker was next to mine, and he used to tell me every day, hey man, just show up. Be sure you show up. Be sure the coaches notice you today.
Yeah.
And it just flat out, figure out a way to make a play. That you're going to screw up. You're going to make mistakes. You still have a lot to learn, but they draft you to make plays. So you right from the get go, you got to figure out a way to show up every single day. And, I think I think a part of it too is since DeMeco got here, they seem to be drafting the right kind of guys who are hungry and confident, but also have a good team mentality. They're not selfish jerks.
Yeah.
So those guys you create an environment just by virtue of having the right kinds of guys on the team, where guys like Kamari Lassiter, he feels free to be himself.
Yeah.
And it also helps that, you know, back in the day, the NFL did a lot of stuff to rookies that was just dumb. There was like some of the hazing was like, there's a difference between rookies having responsibilities or whatever the light hazing might be versus just beating the crap out of them mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to destroy their confidence.
Yeah.
You don't have time for that anymore.
No.
There's just free agency means that you got to get the most you can out of a guy in those first 4 years, and you don't have time to give him a one-year-long indoctrination
That's
period.
It, man. I thought that was the most poignant part of what D'Amico said right there. It's like, look, man, we drafted you to help us now. Like, think about that. Like, it feels like C.J. Stroud in some ways just got here yesterday. He's going to be up for a contract extension after this year. You know, like it goes by fast. And the more important a rookie you are, the more important it is to extract that value out of them, out of that rookie deal that they've got. So, yeah, like there's no time. There's no minor league system with football. Like in baseball, you can draft a guy, stash him in the minor leagues for 3 years. Then you control his cost for another six after that. Like there's none of that with the NFL. You are thinking about what to do with these guys on their next contract by the time year three rolls around, you know?
There was a good quote in a Jonathan Alexander article. When we talk about drafting the right kinds of guys, Iowa State's wide receivers coach said this about Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel in this Jonathan Alexander article in the Chronicle. They never cared who had the bigger game, who had the touchdowns. They knew our game plan revolved around those two guys getting the ball. 1 week, Jaden would go off and vice versa. I've never coached two guys that truly see joy in seeing each other have success. Mm. It's kind of what Iowa State is. So I think that right there, compare that to some other guys that have been drafted by the Texans in the second or third round over the last few years. And there's a difference. You know, and perhaps the way kind of DJ Swearinger operated or
Braxton Miller was a big one. Braxton Miller. Yeah. Yeah. Third round pick who walked in thinking he was Jerry Rice when he got here. You know, he kind of put himself on a pedestal. These guys are not about that. You're right. Here's D'Amico actually talking about the two Iowa State wide receivers.
Seeing Jaden and Jalen together is very comforting for those guys, like being able to work together in college for the past couple years and being able to be drafted to the same team. I think it's a unique situation for them, but I think both guys will benefit a lot from it just because they have someone to lean on. A lot of times you get drafted and you go to a new city in a situation where you're trying to learn a lot of new things, learn new surroundings, and you trying to learn new people as well. So I think they benefit from having each other, right? Having that brother from college to be with you throughout this process is only going to help both of those guys, I think, speed up their transition to the NFL.
A lot of the stuff from this weekend was just it was starting to get a little too happy joy for my liking necessarily. It's an easy story. And it's accurate. These guys are just best buds, and they fish together, and they're pals. And isn't it nice for them to be together?
Did I read they had a fishing YouTube channel that they did?
A TikTok channel.
Okay, gotcha.
People had gone out and found footage from it. Jaden Higgins himself said, I don't know, I think it's still out there. I tried to look for it the other day and I couldn't find it.
The
other people on the internet did find it.
Cranking out that content lately, I see,
Jaden. It's all good, wholesome content from what I saw.
Yeah.
And it does not look anything like a gas mask bong. That's it's always nice when the social media stuff that surfaces isn't in the vein of a Laramie Tunsil or a Josh Allen or whatever it might be. Yeah.
It's a couple guys fishing, that's all. Yeah, just sharing it with the masses. I like it. Okay. This is the other thing. On Friday, it was unseasonably cool, I would say. It's in the mid-70s, I think, out there on Friday. It was very pleasant. Somebody standing out there, I can tell you, it was very pleasant. And the message to the rookies was, don't get used to this. This is D'Amico talking about the rookies getting acclimated to Houston.
Yeah, I had to tell Jalen Smith, I thought I heard him say the word hot out here. And as we all know, in Houston, as of right now, you cannot say the word hot. This is winter for us right now. This is outstanding weather. So I just wanted him to understand, like, if you think this is hot, you're in for a long training camp, buddy. So, now, fun moment, though, for to see the rookies and getting acclimated to Houston. It's different in Southern California.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jalen Smith from Southern California. You got two guys in your top draft picks who are from Kansas City, and Higgins, at least, is from South Florida. I'll tell you, honestly, Houstonians, you guys have you do not have to be bashful about saying that it's just different in Houston, because I played my first 5 years in Jacksonville, and when I found out I was coming to Houston, I thought, no big deal. exact same latitude. If you look at it on paper, the heat index, the average heat index is about the same. I don't know what it is. Houston's different. It's just different. I remember my first training camp, just wonder what the hell is going on here. My shoes were just soaked, sopping wet all the time. I would change my shoes midway through practice because they'd be so drenched.
Really?
Sweat.
You have multiple pairs of shoes out there?
It's different, man. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's just different. When we ran that little experiment, and the last time we ever did this, I think, as a team, was against the Steelers in 2005, mm-hmm. where we thought, hey, We're gonna have the roof open because we've got the advantage. That screw that.
the fans that were there that day and sat in the sun agree with you.
And for the guys who were playing on the field, I can tell you, no man.
It affects everybody.
Plus, it was, man, the Steelers were just they were a classic Steelers team. They were not the team that was gonna wilt in the sun or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially it was one of the first home games, so it was still hot all over the country, mm-hmm. and the Steelers had just gone through training camp. If you do it in November or December or something, it might be. I don't know what it is. It's just different, man.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously hot here.
Well, and DeMeco does not use that bubble. Like, they never practice inside. They're always outside.
That is a big difference that you get a training effect from just, or I guess maybe a mental toughness training effect, especially from training in the heat all the time.
Yeah.
Previous coaches, including Capers, used the bubble a lot more. So that's, when you play your home games, you're playing indoors. It doesn't really affect you that much. But I do think there's a certain mental toughness to it when you have to just fight through that heat every
day. Yeah, and I'm guessing they've got the science on exactly how much they should be practicing outside. And, you know, is it a detrimental effect or not? But, yeah, dude, he does not use that bubble, DeMeco. He is boot.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Camp style outside.
If I won't get super nerdy about the sports science of it here, but the one thing that I always wonder a little bit about is that it doesn't matter how mentally tough you are, physiologically you just don't move as fast and operate as well in extreme heat.
Yeah.
So I always wonder if maybe you're losing out a little bit because the practices aren't going to be as fast and as crisp going inside. But I can also tell you from personal experience, I don't care whatever the studies and whatever it looks like on paper, turf versus natural surfaces, just the cumulative effect of practicing on turf is that you're sore. You're just, I don't care whether it causes more ACLs or not or anything. It's just your joints get sore going on that no matter how soft the artificial surface is, it's concrete underneath. So that's a big part of it.
So it's good being on the grass.
Yeah, it's good
being on the grass.
It's a lot more comfortable for your whole body.
Yeah. All right, set up this Nectin thing for me that Ursary was talking about the other day.
Now this is interesting. I read three articles with this quote in it before I actually listened to the audio, and nobody bothered to explain what the hell Ursary was talking about. Okay. So I had to do what I hate most, which is research on my own. This is Ursary when he was asked about whether he was surprised to be in Houston or what the biggest surprise was so far.
I mean, being a Houston Texan, honestly, I couldn't walk into a better situation. You know, we were a big culture school at Minnesota, so, you know, Texan is the same as well. So we talked about swarm mentality at Minnesota. We talked about necton mentality, always attacking and, you know, never fool.
Necton.
Okay, so necton. I hear this Necton, and I figure it must be some kind of acronym for something.
Right.
So I did my research. Here's Minnesota coach PJ Fleck on the Pat McAfee show talking about exactly what the Necton mentality is.
The Necton is an organism that can flow through water without the water current dictating its behavior. So a great white shark is a Necton. It always attacks and it's never full. It's never satisfied. So whether that's academically, athletically, socially, spiritually, it's never satisfied.
And McAfee buying it hook, line, and sinker right there.
That sounds pretty badass, right?
Yeah, all right.
Great white mentality.
Yeah.
This is why it's dumb, PJ Fleck. Why I feel like you're not giving your players credit enough for seeing through this bogus sham of a Necton mentality.
Sham.
Especially, I think he probably likes it because it sounds like PJ Fleck.
Oh,
like he's PJ Fleck.
My little
something.
Flecktons out there. Yeah.
Here are the other things other than a great white shark that are Necktons.
Okay.
Shrimp. Oh, okay. Octopus.
Oh, tasty.
Turtle.
Okay.
Possibly you can make an argument for Michael Phelps. It's any animal that can move through the water freely against the current.
Do I see here that a flounder?
Every fish is a Necton.
So flounder is a Necton.
A flounder is a Necton.
So technically the Minnesota football team was a bunch of flounders.
A bunch of squids.
Yeah.
This is like saying that instead of saying I have the tiger, saying I have the mammal. as you've got.
Doesn't pop.
You're warm blooded. You've got. You give live birth.
Yeah.
I reject the Necton mentality.
Yeah. Just pick out the shark and say it's a shark mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you got to sound so like I didn't know? I had no idea what the word Necton was until you brought it into the rundown here. I didn't know what it
always
was.
Always hungry, always moving.
Guess so.
Which,
man.
I feel like that's another. It's people like to say that about the great white shark. I feel like after a shark eats a porpoise, it's probably not eaten for a little while, at least. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Another thing that's common to all animals, we tend to routinely get hungry.
Yeah.
Okay? Or all animals in general,
yes.
Whether you're a Necton or not. Oh, yeah. Not like those animals that are never hungry.
Right.
No, we're going to be like the animals that get hungry.
And sometimes the shark does get full, as you point out. Like, the shark's got to unbutton his belt buckle, be like, whoo, man, that was some good. That was a good porpoise right there. You need more? Nope. Not Nectoning right now. I'm good. I'm full.
I will say, Ursary was my favorite. Of the three rookies who spoke this weekend, I feel like Ursary had the most interesting things to say. He's got a good backstory behind a lot of his... his story is interesting. But I had to go research like at least three of his quotes to find out what he was talking about, including Necton.
Yeah, we'll hear more from him a little bit later in the show. They did that thing. The social media team did that thing. Where they get the players coming over the bridge there onto the field, and you know it's just a barrage of the players getting asked a question or something. And this question was just like, "Hey, you ready for camp?" kind of thing. And everybody's like, "Yeah, let's go." You know, Ursary was the only one who I found to be like, you know, like have like a little bit of energy to him. He's like, "Yeah, man, smells like football out here today." I'm like, "All right, I like this guy. I like this Ursary guy." All right, headlines. Good weekend overall for the Astros, with one very disturbing story coming out of the Saturday game. We'll get to that. We'll circle back to the Texans. Big night tonight for the Rockets as well, and a retirement in the NFL that we'll probably get to at the top of the hour. Headlines coming up next. Stay there.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.